Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What was it like having Vrabel outside the locker room right after the game, congratulating every single one of you and kind of like sharing a moment with you to make that moment special?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, he's done that at every game. So, I mean, I love Vrabel. He's an amazing coach, an energy guy, big energy guy, brings a lot of energy to the team. It's the things he does, the way he coaches it. It's easy to go out there and play for him. You know, you want to go make the plays and put on for him and this organization. So it's awesome playing for Braves.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Hour number two here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, as we glide into the 7 o'clock hour. That was Christian Gonzalez. Athlete's name Christian. I always root for him. Always. Unless they do something horrible, okay, then I don't root for him. But I'm very easy. Your name has to be Christian. That's it. I will root for you.
You need to be Christian. You need to have gone to Colorado. You have to have any kind of Buffalo affiliation.
Then that means I'd have to root for Fourier. There's no way I'm doing that. No, I'm just kidding. Love you, Fourier. And I rooted for him when he played and with the Patriots, and I'm a fan of his and everything else. So if you're an athlete named Christian, I will root for you. We're part of a brotherhood. People named Christian. And I'm talking Christian with a C, not you Danish Christians with a K. I don't trust you Danes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, Christian Gonzalez, who I am a fan of and I would be no matter what his name was, says it's easy to play for Mike Vrabel. Calls him an amazing coach. I find that newsworthy, noteworthy, just because you don't really hear Gonzalez talk like that very often. You don't hear him gush very often. You don't really hear him talk very emotionally about things that often. He's very sort of monotone, very, even keel, level-headed. Doesn't sort of get into those type of descriptors. And I think that is, in some ways, what you're hearing there and what you're kind of hearing in general, both inside and outside of the locker room from people reporting on it and players commenting on the record on it, is that the environment that Mike Vrabel is fostering here and putting together early on in this Patriots tenure is working for people.
All right, I can go to the next question.
it's working out for guys like Gonzalez. Now, Gonzalez had the hamstring injury, and he was out for a very long time. Since he's been back, he has been balling out, and that defense looks different with him. They're different without him. And since he's got there, they have looked pretty dominant against Aaron Rodgers. Well, not Aaron Rodgers. Against Bryce Young. And now against Josh Allen. Two guys on probably opposite ends of the quarterback spectrum at this point, but still, he's getting it done against good receivers and, you know, guys that have put up numbers against other teams and other defensive backs. And I don't think it's any coincidence that they look that much better with him out there. He's the type of player that makes that kind of a difference. As far as Mike Vrabel's concerned, his locker room versus someone like, I don't know, Bill Belichick's locker room, you can see even from my seat right here, which is in this room. I'm not down at Gillette. Nobody's down at Gillette these days, I guess, except for the Hillman. But, like, you know, that's it. I'm not down there. I didn't go down there for camp. I didn't go down for any of that stuff. But I can see, anybody can see, just based off of these first couple of games here, that it's a new day. And you might have thought that last year. I think last year the shell shock of Jerod Mayo and his inexperience was really what kind of covered everything. You didn't really get the sense that, all right, we're going in a new direction and this guy is in control of that. You thought, oh boy, this thing's really off the. Is he going to be able to learn on the job? Like, that was the questions with Mayo. With Vrabel, you're not expecting that. You're not expecting him to learn on the job. What you're expecting with Mike Vrabel is for him to impart on these players a culture that fosters both winning, but also relating to and connecting with this new generation of players, which is what I think Bill Belichick just gave up on at the end. I think he completely gave up on that. I don't even think he tried. And there were some times I've seen people saying, oh, if it was Bill Belichick, then Ramondre Stevenson would be off the team by now. Ramondre Stevenson was on the team with Bill Belichick. He didn't fumble like that, but he's been there. And it's true that Bill has benched guys for fumbling, but I also remember Stephen Ridley getting a lot of chances. They'd put Ridley back out there. They'd bench him for, you know, maybe the rest of the game. He'd be out there the next week. And, you know, sometimes those fumbles are because he got knocked out cold. I remember Bernard Pollard knocking him unconscious in a playoff game. He fumbled, and that was when everyone's like, oh, come on. He was unconscious. What do you want? Sometimes that happens. But it wasn't always like that. Kickers, if they missed a couple of kids, they get cut. Bill had a really short leash with those type of things. And I understand having that be the standard when you've won 6 Super Bowls and you've been the coach for 20 years and you're considered the greatest, you can have whatever standards you want. He's now finding out that those standards are, I don't know, being torn asunder down there at UNC. But either way, at the time in New England, even at the end, he was still Bill Bleepin' Belichick, and you had to do it his way, and you had to meet him where he was, and if you didn't, then that was it. And if you fumbled, you were out. And if you missed a couple of kicks, you were out. And that would mean no touchdowns from Stevenson. That would mean no kick at the end there from Borregales. And I think you can see right away, and again, we've been conditioned to 20-plus years of championships and parades and Bill Belichick and the way that he did things. But there's other ways. It's really, it just comes down to that. There's other ways to do things. There's other ways to win. Andy Reid doesn't run a ship like Bill Belichick did. They win plenty. There's been a lot of guys who have won in between that weren't necessarily that type of a coach. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. You know, like there's been plenty of examples. I don't think Sirianni is that kind of coach. They just won a Super Bowl. You know, like there's examples of hard-ass coaches all throughout the history of the NFL. But they're also now in the last 20 years. And certainly here in the last 5 since Bill's kind of faded out of the picture, there's emerged new types of coaches who do things differently and who have found success in the NFL. Not a lot of championships yet. That's mostly still been Andy Reid, but there's still a lot of these guys that are coming up and are considered, you know, the next ones up. And I think that that's important because Mike Vrabel is not really that mold of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these, you know, kind of slender-looking offensive geniuses who, you know, end up in these places as offensive coordinators. They start off as interns, and they work their way up, and all of a sudden, they're the next big thing. Their offense is the one everyone wants a piece of. They're part of the McVay family or the Shanahan family, whatever family, the coaching tree. And everybody wants a piece of some of these guys, and they bring them in, and sometimes they don't do well, but a lot of times they end up connecting. They end up making things work. They end up getting an offense with a modern quarterback coming out of college and running these, you know, different types of plays, and it works. And when it does work, it's a big deal. Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels are not that. And that's, I think, what a big complaint was people had with the hiring of both of those guys. Ben Johnson was out there. He was one of those guys. And we'll see what he ends up doing in Chicago. But he was one of those guys. He was that prototype. And the Crafts were unwilling to really go there. They were really unwilling to go out of their comfort zone. Mike Vrabel was their comfort zone. Josh McDaniels was their comfort zone. And that seemed like it could be problematic. Instead, Mike Vrabel is already, I think, becoming everything they hoped Jerod Mayo would be in terms of connecting with the younger players, in terms of getting over the Belichick hangover, which I think is still sort of there. the way that he ran things, the way that he structured it all, which, again, for years was very, very successful and worked out very well. But towards the end, it was just a total mess. I mean, it was a complete mess. And that now, with Vrabel in charge, is very clearly and very obviously, and you can tell just based off of Stevenson and Borregales, just those two guys right there. They're probably the most public and obvious ones, and I'm sure there's a million more examples, but those are the two that stick out the most. Those guys getting second chances. Those guys not getting lit up in the post-game press conference. Or not that Bill did that, but, you know, like that's the type of way they could have gone with it. It's not like that now. And to be 3-2, to be a playoff team more than a quarter of the way through the season here, to have a signature win already, a signature win. What's the signature wins? So elusive these last 2 years. That's another part of what's connected with this fan base. Just beating Buffalo in, but like they beat Buffalo last year. It was the worst win in the history of the franchise when they beat Buffalo last year, okay? So not all wins against Buffalo are created equal. But Mac Jones beat Buffalo a couple times. He beat him in the win game, but they also beat him in 2023.
Yeah, and that comeback that he had where he threw it to Gesicki, like the fan base was not as excited then as they are right now.
Sure.
And part of it could be like they...
It was later in the year, you know.
Later in the... I don't know. It was like week 7, I want to say, when it was that comeback.
And it made them like 2-5, right?
Yeah, it was still like a bad record. But also, like, they went on the road into Buffalo, prime time, everyone was watching. That's another reason, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That Buffalo win was at home. They won 29-25, and that win made it... they went to 2-5 with that win. They had just gotten smoked by Dallas and New Orleans to the tune of 72-3 in those two games. They lost to Vegas, and then after the Buffalo win, they went loss, loss, loss. They lost 5 in a row to Miami, to Washington, then that awful stretch against Indy, the Giants, and the Chargers, where they lost 10-6, 10-7, and 6-0. Oh, those were dark days. Those were very dark days. So let's just say I don't think this team is going to come off of this Buffalo win and go out and lose 10-6, 10-7, and 6-0. Like, I think those days are behind us. And that's more than just Mike Vrabel. I mean, it's a whole bunch of different factors. But the fact that Mike Vrabel is in charge and the fact that he seems to be connecting with these guys, that he's reaching guys like Christian Gonzalez, that he has them singing his praises, that he has decided that I'm going to build this team from the inside out in the trenches and had made a serious commitment to that, and that commitment seems to be bearing fruit. It does, right? I mean, listen, the offensive line has been awesome. The pass rush has been very, very good. I know they didn't sack Josh Allen a lot, but they kept him off balance. They kept him uncomfortable. That was the D-line doing that. They got a little, you know, handsy with it towards the end there, got a couple of penalties, but I have no real complaints with the job that they did. I thought that they did a very, very good job containing him and a very good job sort of passing off the problems to the secondary, and the secondary was ready for the challenge. You know, they were. They did it. And that is no small thing. As for the team's identity, I was thinking about that driving in today. What is this team's identity? I don't think they have one quite completely in focus yet. I think we have all the makings of a well-balanced team with a potential stud superstar quarterback, a wide receiver who is turning back the clock here, coming back from an injury much quicker than anybody thought he would, and putting up big numbers. Now, is that going to go on all year? Listen, who knows? Diggs is when he's on, a very explosive playmaker. But he's also, you know, coming off this injury, and he's also getting up there. So we'll see. We'll see how long this lasts with Steph Diggs. I hope it lasts all season, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to jump ahead and say, oh, yeah, he's going to give you 1,000 yards this year. I don't know if he is. I hope he does. You have a defense now with new guys on the defense in important roles. Like, all the way up the middle, it's new. It's Milton Williams. It's Spillane. Like, you got, you know, Landry on the edge. You got a lot of new faces. You got a lot of new important players in important positions. Carlton Davis is your number two corner. Like, you have guys all over that defense that were brought in here that Mike Vrabel believed in enough, and him and Elliott Wolf enough to give them big contracts, to draft them at certain places, and to put them out there and have them be your starters. And so far, I still think last night, as great of a performance as that was by the offense, what was special about that game last night wasn't the Patriots scoring 23 points. It was the defense holding the Bills to 20 points. That was what was special about that game. If you look at the other games Buffalo's played, they're averaging 33 points a game. The Patriots holding them to almost two scores fewer than what they were averaging? That's a huge story. I mean, that's a big deal. Now, there's people out there, Chris Broussard, who say, ah, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, they had to, there's no team's going to go 17-0 this year. The Bills had to lose eventually. No big deal. And I disagree. I thought it was a big deal when they won in Miami, and that Miami team sucks. Although they came away with a win this past weekend, but they're not very good. I considered their most recent win against Carolina to be an important win. Not because I think Carolina's any good, but because I think if you have to, if you're going to prove to everybody that you are better than a team like that, you have to beat them decisively. And that's what they did. They didn't beat Carolina. They beat the hell out of Carolina. And it was great. But did it prove anything? Not really.
Possibly.
Possibly. This thing on Sunday night, that was proof. That was proof of concept. And that's really important. That's really important to fans. That's really important to ownership. That's very important to the national media. That's very important to people like me who were wondering if this thing was going to come together or not. And counting down the years here with Drake May until they have to make a decision on that fifth year and what they're going to do. And if by then they haven't put together a winning season or a winning roster for him, is he even going to want to stay here? Who would? The Patriots coming into this season were not an attractive place. They were able to get some free agents, and they brought in players, and they paid them a lot of money, but there were some players that did not want to come here on the offensive side of the ball and said, I'll take less to stay in Tampa. I'll take less to go do this. I'll take whatever. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in going there and playing in New England.
Sometimes their girlfriends wanted to be in a different place.
That is correct. And as Robert Kraft said, it was never because of finance. You know someone's rich when that's how they say finance? When someone's so rich that they call it finance, then you know they're balling out hard. You want to impress somebody, don't say, next time the word finance comes, say finance. They're going to go, oh, this guy's got money. That's what I would think anyway, finance. Anyways, I think Mike Vrabel's doing a very good job. I think Mike
Vrabel, earning his finance.
He is. And all the finance that it took to bring him in, I think I agree. I think he's earning that as well. And I was dubious about that too. Just based on the way things ended in Tennessee, based on the way he didn't like the owner sort of getting involved, Strunk, what's her name, Amy Strunk, and sort of all that stuff that was happening. So if you don't like that, Mike, I don't know if you're going to like this situation here too much. But so far, it all seems pretty copacetic. You see the crafts up there in their booth. You don't see them mapping out plays like they were doing last year. Or like that. Who's the lady in Indy? Is she one of the owners? Is she like the daughter of the owner or something who's down there with this giant oversized notepad like mapping out plays? And the Colts are winning, so whatever she's doing, she should keep on doing it. But I remember last year everybody being like, okay, so now we got Jonathan Kraft up there like taking notes on the offense. This is good. This is the direction we want to be going in. I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Carly Ursay Gordon.
Okay. And she's the daughter? Daughter-in-law or daughter?
Daughter.
Okay. Got to trust that. A job like that to the blood relatives, don't you? You can't just have anybody down there mapping out the plays for Daniel Jones. It's got to be someone. Got to be someone who knows what's up. And the Colts, listen, the Colts are off to a great start. They're off to a better start than the Patriots are. So are the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's early enough in the season that there's lots of time for things to happen, both good and bad for this team. And I look at the schedule, and I think there's more good than bad on this schedule. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's talk about this team's identity a little bit before we get to Tom King. First, here's Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph joins us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This at 7:30.
Steph is just what he's done in the past few weeks. The leadership that he brings on the field is resonating with the entire team, with that receiver room. And the one thing I think we're seeing, and I know a lot was made, they asked him, you know, what's your comfort level? He said 5 out of 10. He's got to be feeling great about where he's at in the system right now, because he's getting moved all over the place. We see him inside. We see him outside. You see him in short routes, intermediate, deep routes. And his feel for the game and his feel for how to play with Drake May, and it probably goes back to playing with Josh Allen, right? Extending the plays. We all should give Stephon Diggs so much praise. I mean, this guy coming off of an ACL injury, and yeah, we saw all the videos in the offseason, but he's really starting to come along. You know, as your career gets longer, you gain perspective, and I think that's what you're seeing. You see a very mature Stephon Diggs, a very passionate Stephon Diggs, and it's a great thing for the Patriots.
Brian Hoyer, more from his hit this afternoon, WEEI Afternoons. It's Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. In about 3 minutes, we'll talk to Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Good stuff from Hoyer. I like those hits. I like Schlereth a lot, too. Those guys are doing a great job with their hits, I think. Very, very fun. Listen in the afternoons there with Fitzy and Hart and, of course, my guy Teddy J. Also, wanted to issue a correction, which was actually corrected on Twitter by a Massachusetts politician. I was going through my mentions, and I see a fellow say, hey, Arcand, Miami lost this past weekend to Carolina. You said they won. I may have said that. I thought I was talking about Carolina won, and Miami, I think, won the week before that against the Jets. Maybe it was a back-and-forth game, and I forgot how it ended. I don't know. I talk fast on this show. I say a lot of things. You can go back and correct millions of things. That's the reason at the end of that show, at the end of Around the Horn, they had that guy come on and be like, here's all the stuff you guys screwed up. And thank God we don't have that on this show. It would take all day. But the person who tweeted me to say that was the Essex County Clerk of Courts, Tom Driscoll. So thank you, Mr. The local... county clerk listening in and helping me out. I appreciate that. It's always good. You got to stay on your toes here. The point I think I was making there was that teams that look really bad early on in the season can turn it around pretty quickly. I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to be one of those teams, or even the Panthers are, but I think the Ravens certainly could be. I think if the Bengals get Burrow back, they certainly could be. I think there's other teams that could be better than they are right now who don't even look all that bad right now. You know, like I think obviously the Chiefs at 2-3 are going to look better. I think the Broncos are still pretty good. I think the Texans are probably going to be better than 2-3. And over in the NFC, I mean, listen, you know, Dallas at 2-1, I think could be better than that. I think you may have something with, you know, the Rams and the Cardinals over in the NFC West, although the Cardinals are a bit of a mess. But the point is that there's still a lot of football left to play here. And I think that part of what is powering this narrative with the Patriots here is twofold. the main thing being that people around here are just so desperate to erase the memories of Zappy Mania and the Mac Jones era and the end of Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo and all that other unpleasantness. And the other thing is that in the AFC right now, there's not necessarily this commanding team that everyone's looking up at like, oh, here they are again. It was Buffalo, and I think Buffalo is still probably that de facto team right now, but you just beat that team. You just beat that team in their house in prime time with your young stud quarterback outplaying their now veteran stud quarterback, which is significant. A lot of eyeballs on that game. A lot of people watching that game. A lot of people wanted to see if Drake May was for real, and he looked like the real deal. And he had the type of plays that even if you didn't watch that entire game, you saw those highlights. You saw those clips. And those are the type of things in this day and age, in the year of 2025, NFL media, all sports media in general, that can go an awfully long way towards building and shaping a narrative. And it's already started. 617-779-7937 is the phone number, but don't call in right now because joining us here on the guest line is my good friend and yours, the oldest man in the world. I'm talking, of course, about Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Hi, Mr. King. How are we doing?
You didn't want him to draft Drake May?
No.
What'd you want him to draft? Me?
Oh, not that either. There's some other players in there that I kind of liked.
Oh, come on. In another year, Bailey Zappi?
No, I didn't want Bailey Zappi. What I wanted them to do was draft Harrison and sign Russell Wilson for a bridge year, and then go from
Russell
there.
Russell Wilson, that would have worked out great. Look how that's worked out for everybody.
Pittsburgh, he had a good year with Pittsburgh last year. I'd have been okay with that.
He didn't have that great. They would have been better off with Justin Fields quarterback. I mean, he got
Fields
a rut
is good.
In Pittsburgh. They barely got in. So that's why he's not. If he had such a great year with Pittsburgh, why isn't he there? He's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, he did a pretty good year with Denver, and they moved on from him, too. I'm not saying he was the answer, but I thought for a bridge year, for a bridge quarterback year, I would have been okay with that. I didn't love May coming out of college. I just didn't, you know, like, I thought out of the three, he was clearly the third. I thought maybe he might even be the fourth behind a guy like Nix, and, you know, I wasn't that enamored with him. I thought he was really, really raw and really young.
I thought he was, definitely was young because he hadn't played football for a long time.
Right.
So, but, you know, they liked him. Jaden, they knew that, I mean, there was no one else to draft. They had it over Bo Nix, I think. And then they didn't really have much of a choice. They needed a quarterback. They could not go another year without a young quarterback. And that was the difference, you know, and obviously, they almost screwed it up last year. Luckily, May, I think, is of the personality and of the confidence and of the ability to take whatever coaching he gets, but also toss out some of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, he's been able to do that. And with Josh McDaniels, I don't think there's much bad stuff, and he knows that. So the kid is really good. I mean, I think he's great off the field. I think he's great really good on the field. I told you during training camp, he just looked more confident. And I think that's you saw that. He didn't look confident in the opener, but he looked a lot more confident, you know, obviously on Sunday night. That was quite a show. It was the May and Diggs show. And get used to it. Get used to it. You know, I mean, until teams figure it out, which they may, you know, eventually. You know, now we may get back into the world of traffic on Route 1 and flexing games and everything else, you know, because if this team continues to do it. Because I do follow the theory that they're going to be favored in the next four games. And, you know, if that's the case and they go 7-2, oh, my goodness, you know, everybody's going to be really excited. And it would take a lot, given the failures of other teams in the AFC, and maybe the perceived weakness of the AFC for the Patriots not to be a playoff contender or at least or even get into the playoffs as a wild card down the end of the season. You were talking about an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw a good chunk of what Vrabel wanted to see for an identity. Early on in the game, you saw a physical team. They were the hitting in that game early on was unlike the other four games. It was a violent game to start, and it kind of stayed that way, I thought, throughout the game. And that's the kind of game, Mike, you know, we both saw Vrabel play when he was a sure. player. I mean, he's, you know, he was that kind of a guy, you know, and they wanted to see some hard hitting. They wanted to see some big tackles. And they just wanted to see a little bit of a tenacity. You know, anybody can beat Carolina like they did last week. That showed me something, too, but because they blew away a lousy team. But boy, the hitting in that game and the intensity in that game on Sunday night was right up Mike Vrabel's alley.
I'm sure. Right, and it seemed to be. And it seemed like he was very pleased with what was happening out there. And I think that's another part of this entire game and narrative that's sort of being overlooked is the fact that the Patriots scoring 23 points was great. And Drake May looked awesome. He had a couple of real signature plays. But the story of the game, in my opinion, is that defense. Buffalo yep. got held to under 30 points. You know, like they were averaging 33 points a game. And you held them to 20 at home, you know, and on prime time with Josh Allen and everything else. Like that's so far. I know it's early on in the year, but I don't know that a lot of other teams are going to be able to do that to that team.
No, I don't think so either. But I think a lot of other teams are going to try because they just saw a little bit of a blueprint, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is they put pressure on Allen. They got pressure on him. And even when you get pressure on him, that doesn't mean anything because he's able to get away, and he did get away for a lot. Buffalo doesn't have they stopped everything else along with Allen, right? They didn't let Buffalo run rampant on them, and the Patriots over the last couple of years have not been able to stop the run. Now the Bills did get a couple of running plays, but mm-hmm. there were no breakaways, there were no long drives, there were no, you know, with on the ground that would have tired that defense out. And here's the other thing the defense had that they haven't had much of this year. They had Christian Gonzalez. And I think when he starts taking away receivers, then Allen had to panic. Allen had to go down his checks. And he probably hadn't had to do that a lot in the first four games. But Gonzalez really makes a difference with that defense. I think we saw that on Sunday night. But, boy, I can't get enough. And I'm not a Patriots fan, but I can't get enough of Vrabel being outside that locker room and greeting every single player when they go in. Could you imagine Bill Belichick doing that?
You kidding me? He didn't greet anyone.
He didn't greet. No, that's for sure. He certainly didn't greet us. You know, that's, I mean, he's a player's coach. And what Vrabel is able to pull off is he's able to let them know who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And make them like it.
Right.
That's what he's able to do. Because when you heard those words about Vrabel from Christian Gonzalez, what was everybody thinking the first month of the season? That Vrabel was ticked off at Gonzalez and weren't getting along and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Gonzalez didn't want to come back and play the whole
thing. Same with Diggs. There was a whole thing with Diggs. He gave some answers about Diggs that people took to mean like maybe he's annoyed with Diggs too. And listen, those two guys are both playing their asses off right now.
Oh, I bet he was annoyed with Diggs in June.
Maybe he was. But...
I think he was very annoyed with Stephon Diggs in June.
But it hasn't. He didn't treat it in a way that ruined the relationship with the player like Belichick would have done.
And he hasn't done that with Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
All right. And it may hurt him. It may come back to hurt him. But he said, we need him. And you know why they need him? Because they only have three running backs.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now they need him even more than ever because they only have two. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that, you know, Vrabel plays it pretty well, you know, and you know, he got Diggs for a reason, and he wanted to make sure Diggs would succeed, but he couldn't put up with what happened. You know, he couldn't let things get out of hand in June like they almost did. So, and Diggs, I still don't know how he came back in less than a year from a torn ACL, but look at some of the moves that he put on the other night, that when he extended a play, you know, down, I think it was 25 or 30 yards, you know, in the first half and just kind of, you know, just ran circles around the defender until he could get free. And he did. And I think, you know, that's the Stephon Diggs that everybody remembers, right? That's the Stephon Diggs that Josh Allen loved.
Sure.
And that's the Stephon Diggs that Josh Allen misses right now.
I bet he does. On the subject of the running game and the fact that they're down to two, I know they just signed a kid who I've never heard of to their practice squad, and that they already had a running back in the practice squad as well. I'm not sure what that standing is right now. But two running backs going forward, one of them's got the dropsies, the other one goes down with a nice stiff breeze hits him. So how do you go with the run game to lean on here when you're down to two guys in a practice squad?
Well, first of all, I think that they're going to go a steady diet. See, I like Trevion Henderson more as a third down back than a guy in space, than a guy to carry the ball all the time. So I think that that's how they should use him. And I think if Stevenson gets a steady diet of carries, I think that might help him. You know, I'm still waiting to see the Ramondre Stevenson. I think we saw it some flashes of it, but the guy that Bill Belichick loves so much, you know, that would bounce off hits and it would do all sorts of different things. And I think the running backs need rhythm. They need a lot of carries. You change it up a little bit to give them a break, three or four carries with another guy, but you get this other guy 15 to 18 carries a game and get him going and get him moving. I think that's probably what their game plan is going to be going forward. And I think they're going to need depth. Obviously, they're going to sign somebody this week or elevate someone from the practice squad. I think they had a bunch of guys in for tryout today. I'm trying to think if there's any really, really named back that we know is just sitting around doing nothing. I don't think there is.
Zach Moss and Gus the Bus Edwards are the only two names I recognize in the free agent list right now. I guess Zeke Elliott's still out there somewhere.
I don't think they're going to go that route again.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know that with a guy like Stevenson in particular, and I know he had the two touchdowns, but you're talking about someone who last year was in danger of losing his job on that Gerard Mayo team. He comes back out, and that problem's not fixed. I mean, that's a pretty big red flag there, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's a red flag with the fact he's got the problem, but if the problem persists, it's even worse, because then what do? Then they're going to have to give Henderson.
But the problem is persisting. It is time. Like, this is the problem persisting right now.
Well, I mean, going forward, we'll see how it goes.
I guess.
You know, that's just going to have to wait and see, because they don't have a lot of depth, and Vrabel knew that, so he didn't want to bench him. And I think that's why. And now he knows he's got to have him. And, you know, what do? They give him the ball in practice, and they have like 500 guys, you know, try to knock it out. You have him carry the football around the building, try to knock it out of his hands then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do. That's what they do in the NFL. That's what guys do to try to cure guys of fumbling. Maybe give Tom Coughlin a call and see how he got Tiki Barber to stop doing it. You can save Barber's career.
Yeah, that was a big problem for him.
But here's another thing about Vrabel. Attention to detail. You know, everybody thinks he's okay, great, great players, coach, blah, blah, blah.
Motivator, right, yeah.
And the thing was, if you noticed, towards the end of that first half, when he got that timeout with 4 seconds, it was with 18 seconds left, but the clock said 17. What did he do? He went to the ref and said, hey, look, you got to put another second back on the clock.
Right, yeah.
They kicked the field goal with 1 second left on the clock to end the half. They won the game by 3 points. Attention to detail. That's what Vrabel wants to see in his players, and I think we saw that from Mike Vrabel on Sunday night.
All right, very good. Tom King is already done here. I whizzed right by, as usual, as we react to a nice win for the Patriots over the Buffalo Bills, and we look ahead to next week as well. We'll talk to you again very soon, my friend.
Old people can move fast.
I know. We'll have you out there trying out a running back. We'll get you in the Oklahoma drills. How about that?
Well, he could have been drafted. You never know. So
it's true.
All right, Christian. Listen, great being on. Thank you very much for having
me. As always, Tom King, Nashua Telegraph, joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter at @Telegraph_TomK. He's been covering the Patriots for a very, very long time, as he is very, very old. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Take a quick break. We'll be right back here. It's the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What did the Patriots prove yesterday? It pains me to say this. Nothing! Not a darn thing.
Why?
About the Dorsey.
You know what? Maybe they proved something.
Okay.
Okay.
That nobody's going 17 and 0. The Bills were going to lose to somebody. Just bring it down a notch. Because all I'm saying is divisional games especially are tough, hard-nosed games.
That part, yes.
And so I'm just saying, like, they proved that the future could be bright.
We found one. We found one, everybody. We found someone who doesn't think that win was a big deal. It's the Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. I'm not that person. I don't know if you can tell the difference between me and Chris Broussard, but that's who that was. Chris Broussard on Fox Sports 1 on the show with, what's his name? Kansas
first
City.
Things first.
Nick Wright?
Nick Wright, yeah.
First things first? Every show has to have first in it somewhere. First take, first this, first that, first things first.
We should relabel this show. The first Christian Arcan Show.
The first Christian Arcan Show. I will say this. That was the first national commentator that I've heard on any network. On Fox, on ESPN, on CBS, on here, on the other on any station. That's like, what did they really do?
Nothing!
That was funny the way Broussard said that. I was never a huge Broussard fan. I always remember him doing basketball stuff on ESPN. I didn't even know he went to Fox Sports. I guess I hadn't seen him in a while, but like I didn't know he was really doing football and, you know, football commentary. But that was, listen, I'll say this, no one else is really talking that way, and I'm not talking that way myself, but I'm surprised that there's not more Chris Broussards out there, or at the very least just people willing to take the other side of that argument and say, "Hey, what did they really do? There's nothing really special about that. They won a game." They won a game. It was a statement game, an impact game, but guess what? And this is how I would have followed it up if I was Chris Broussard, which I'm not. But I was that how many of these good teams are expected to win games like that week in and week out? And it's not just some, wow, once every 3 year type of thing that you do. You know, like that's really the point. But I respect Chris Broussard. I respect, respect him for coming out and saying that. Because really, it's one game. It is one game. I'm not going to say that I agree with him because I don't. But I do think that I'm more on the side of that game didn't really prove anything with that game. I'm more on that side than I'm on the side of the division is within reach right now.
Nobody's going 17 in LA.
It's true. No one is. I didn't expect anybody would this year. I didn't think there was one big dominant team like that in the field this year to go 17-0. I'm a little surprised that 4-0 was the longest any team was undefeated. That's not great. You know, like you want there to be one team where it's like, all right, is anyone going to beat this team? And that didn't really happen this year. I always think it's fun when that happens, like in 2019 when the Patriots started the year 8-0, or whenever anybody starts the year with this like big time win streak, and you know, all of a sudden you look at the calendar and it's like, oh, they're 6-0 and they got three winnable games coming up. And hey, what if, you know, what if? Not saying that's where I was going with that, with Buffalo or any other team in the league this year. But it does make things more interesting. It makes things more interesting when there is a dominant team. I said this all year about the NBA. This everybody gets a trophy every other year stuff, I don't like for the NBA at all. I think it's not going well.
You're
for them.
You're a parody hater.
I am. It's not that I hate parody. I just hate not one team being able to repeat. You know, like, parody's fine, and it's nice to have different teams involved, but you need to have some kind of, you need to have some kind of consistency. You need to have some kind of longevity. There needs to be one big bad team that all the other teams, and the parody can exist there, are trying to knock off. Like, that's just inherently more compelling from an entertainment perspective, from like a television perspective. What's better, when you have no idea who's going to win because every team has a chance all the time every year, or when there's one big bad team and they're the tough guy and they're the ones that everyone hates? We all hate the Yankees. We all hate the Patriots. We all hate the Montreal Canadiens, whoever the hell it is. We all hate that team. That team is the one that you know they're the best, but you have a chance to go and beat them this year, and what if someone does? And then when they do, when that team does get beat, when the Red Sox finally beat the Yankees, when, you know, the Cubs finally win their first World Series, whenever whatever happens, it's a huge deal. It's a big, big deal. A big, you know, tough team getting knocked off is a huge deal when that happens. It was a huge deal for the Patriots when the Broncos beat them, when the Colts beat them in 06. You know, those were massive wins, and it matters when that's the case. But I don't know that there's a team like that this year in either conference. I think it's going to be an interesting season, and the Patriots have a real chance to be right in the middle of that conversation. They have a chance to be right there. They've shown that they have the tools to do it. They've shown that they have a good, and I don't know if it's great yet, but certainly a good culture in that locker room, fostered now by Mike Vrabel and the rest of his coaching staff. You have a very nice connection with not only your quarterback and your offensive coordinator, but your quarterback and a legitimate number one wide receiver, which all of that stuff, you couldn't say that. You couldn't say the number one wide receiver thing for I don't even know how long, since Brandon Cooks was here. Julian Edelman, I guess, maybe, but he was like a slot guy. Like, you're talking about a legitimate, and I guess Diggs is too to an extent, but if you're talking about like a all-pro, pro bowler type of player, unfortunately, that was never Julian Edelman. And Brandon Cooks, when he was brought in here, I mean, you traded a first-round pick to get that guy. So that's a little different, and I think that's more what you're looking at here right now with Stephon Diggs. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Props to Chris Broussard. First things first, the first guy to say that. He's the only one I've heard. Only one I've heard come out and say, what the hell really was that? I don't agree with him, but I respect the take. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. And with that, we will close the book on football talk for at least a little while here, because I do want to get to what the Red Sox and their front office brass had to say, as Alex Cora and Sam Kennedy and, of course, Craig Breslow all faced the music for a Red Sox season that I thought is one they should have been proud of. And it seemed like they were. They do have some work to do, which they acknowledged, and we'll talk about that next.
Nothing!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.